Houston on Space Ground 2 for suppress caution on crew quarters.
Go ahead on 2, we're listening. Good morning.
Good morning. From the ground, we're seeing a crew quarters single fin failure popping up on our suppress caution. We just wanted to make sure that a few things. One of them is that you don't have your fence cover or your inlet cover on your crew quarters. And two, if you see any inlet or ventilation that's not working, let us know which one it is.
Okay, copy. I think we might be able to solve that. Would this happen to be the starboard quarters?
Based on the message, I can tell you yes. It says crew quarters, it's starboard assembly. So I will assume that that is, but more data will be helpful.
Yes, I think we found a floating sweatshirt that may cause that. It has been removed. And if you could tell us if the signature gets better, we'd appreciate it. And thanks for the call.
Happy. Thank you for letting us know, and we'll let you know.
The Houston station on 2 for crew quarters.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to hand the microphone over to Chris. It looks like we're going to need some further troubleshooting. But basically, the big picture is that the fan is setting on high, but neither one of us feel that there's any airflow being sucked in. And then intermittently, there's a small high-pitch hum. It sounds like a fan is either stuck or a box is not working, but it's definitely not normal. And Chris is standing by with his crew quarters to help get some more information.
Okay, copy. Fan setting on high. You cannot feel the flow, and you hear a high pitch on the fan.
Just to clarify, so it looks like the intake fan is working nominally if we feel airflow there. It's the exhaust fan that doesn't appear to be working. And it's about every 5 or so seconds we hear a short buzzing sound in the crew quarters, kind of just about every 5 seconds or so.
Happy, Chris. That's helpful data. I'm going to repeat back what I just heard. Intake working, output not working. About every 5 seconds, you hear a noise on the fan. Let me go ahead and call my OSO and get you more information.
Great.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris.
Houston Station on 2, some additional data about Federite CQ fan. We've pulled up the mesh covering it, and there is nothing blocking it or impeding any airflow. So, yeah.
Happy, Chris. That's helpful as well. From the ground, I can tell you from our current signature, we see no differences on the plot. So, and next is, I'm going to call OSO and see if I get more information from him or her. What's the next step? You're in a safe config at this point.
Yes, copy all.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris on CQ.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, here's the plan. Talk to my OSO. They're chatting to see if we want to power off the CQ or not. Like I mentioned before, there's no current spike or increase on our telemetry. I'm not rushing to power it off so that we can see if there's other questions that the OSOs might have. That's where we are now. If you see or hear any additional information, just call me down and let me know.
Sounds good. I put a couple of videos on SSC-13 that show the kind of like periodic every 10-second buzzing sound or so, but nothing else has changed. So, yeah, still just that exhaust fan seems to not be working. Let me know as the plan evolves, and we'll get working on it.
Sounds good, and copy SSC-13. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for CQ and fan.
I was just about to call you.
Watching the telemetry, tell me, Chris, what you see?
I was just going to, everything up and put the mesh back on and go do my workout, and I figured I would take a look inside the fan before I did that, just to make sure there wasn't, like, any, FOD or anything in there. So I looked in the sort of the end of the fan, and the blades were not spinning, and I just, tried to move the blade to see if there was anything caught behind there, and it was very stuck. But moving it a tiny bit freed it up, and it started spinning again.
Copy. We see the same on the ground from the telemetry. The current went up to the nominal value. It was lower, and now it went up. So that matches the fan going back to its standard RPM. The team's still going to take a look at it, given that the little motion that you made a change. But copy. Thanks.
Yeah, and just clarify, like the blades were very much stuck in place. Like it took a fair bit of force to get it to move at all. So I'm wondering if there might, I don't know if that's nominal or expected or thing kind of, you know, fobbing or jamming up the mechanism that, you know, that caused it to seize. I'm not sure, but that's just extra piece of data.
Happy with you. Very helpful.
Soul Station on 2. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I had a question. I left it in a crew note about a couple hours ago. I was wondering if you had an answer for me.
I do. Our plan is for you to leave out the tray, but close the door, then do the swap and return the tray back into Malby.
Okay, I copy. And that won't violate the half-hour rule that we usually have on Malby then, right?
We're all good. We talked with our cold stoves this morning, and this is the plan we've all come up with, so we're good to go.
Fantastic. We do try to do our best for science up here, so really thank you for checking in, especially because it's Sunday morning, and good morning, y'all.
Soul Station 2 for stem cells.
Good morning, Zena. We are ready. If you are ready, and we have Dylan available on Space to Ground 3.
I am ready, and copy 3. Switching over.
Soul Station on Space to Ground 2. Real quick, in that freezing block, there were only 3 samples. I think the procedure said there should be 4. Just double-checking we're in the right place at the right time with the right samples.
And, Mike, we expect 3 for this one.
Phew, glad that we got that one figured out. Thank you.
No problem. Sorry for not giving you that delta ahead of time.
Soul Station on 2, just letting you know, we got the samples out of their larger container, and they're in the Ziploc bags, safely back into Melfi. I don't think any temperature barriers were even approached. Thank you for your help.
We copy. Thanks, Mike. Huntsville Space to Ground 2 for Mike. We are ready for you at LSG.
Well, good morning again. That was fast. We'll head over to LSG. I assume this is the first magenta item on my timeline.
Affirm. Zena's ready for you to retrieve the biocell for her.
Well, as I always say, she says that works for me, and I remind her that we all work for her. So I'm headed on over to get the biocell.
We copy. Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Mike. Paging you to the LSG, paging you to the LSG.
Dr. Mike is in the house and proceeding to LSG stat. And just checking, we're going to retrieve the biocell that Zena has expertly worked with, and we'll put it back into table number 4.
Dr. Mike, you got it. Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Mike and LSG. So, at your convenience.
I was just at the convenience store, so I have some convenience. Are we ready for Stowe?
Mike, you are go to Stowe.
Roger that, go to Stowe.
This is Houston Comptic with a test on Space to Ground 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Test complete.